Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the service today. I'm here in place of Pastor Derek. As you can see, he is at Winter Celebration with the youth. And he asked me if I would consider being the worship leader and offer the sermon today. So I consider that an honor and a privilege to do that with this congregation. There are several announcements that we want to make at the beginning of the service today. And I think the first one is, Mary, or let you go on first.
I've just been given this announcement to make on behalf of WELCA. That's our women's group. Each month, the women of the church go out in groups of two to visit our sick and shut-ins. It may be in their home, it may be at a nursing home, it's kind of wherever they are. We would like some help with that, and so today we thought we would pass around, starting over here. There's just one copy, so it'll go all the way around the church and come back up here through the choir. But if you could sign up, as I say, we like to go in groups of twos. It could be a husband and wife, you and a good friend, but to visit these people. So if you'll just put your name down, say, for instance, in February, we still need six people, and February starts, what, Saturday. So, but there's a place for two people to sign up. We go to the Stanton area. We go to the Harrisonburg area. And I guess we have another area. Is it Bridgewater? Mount Sydney. So there's three different groups that we go out to. So you sign up, and then Nancy Simmons is in charge of that, so she will tell you which area to go to, or if you have a preference, I guess you can tell her that. So make sure I get this back so that I can hand it to Nancy.
Okay, I guess most of you have heard that Patsy Cruz and Christine were in an automobile accident on Thursday night. Christine's doing pretty good. She's just got a little bruising and sore. But Patsy had to have surgery on her right knee. She broke her leg up near her knee. She's going to be moved to Harrisonburg Rehab on Tuesday, and then the rehab will be for months. So that's all I know, really, how long. The nurse told me it would be a good 6 months before she was recovered, but I don't know any of that. So mostly the girls are going to spend the night with me. I can get Ciela to school. I'm going to take Christine home when I go to take Ciela. But Christine has taken classes at Blue Ridge, and she has classes on Mondays and Wednesdays. She likes to be there by 10:30 in the morning, and they're back-to-back, so she needs to be picked up like at 2 and taken back home. So I'm asking for some help to do that, to get her there to school and back. She also has been working at Texas Steakhouse in Stanton for a few months now, and that's what Patsy was doing, picking her up, bringing her home. Her hours so far right now are like 4 o'clock in the evening to closing, which she usually doesn't get out till about 11:30 or midnight. So trying to figure that out, we're gonna go talk to them today. I do have a couple people that have volunteered to pick her up and bring her home at night, which is great because I'm not one of those night owls. So, and then afterwards, I don't know when Patsy's home, maybe we'll just take it by ear. But right now, I'm just asking for some help to get her at least to class and back home. And then we'll, after work today, I'll probably send it through the prayer chain of what else we might need. So just let me know maybe today so I can kind of get a schedule. I'll give your number, Christine number, to whoever's taking her and vice versa. So if there's any kind of, you know, delays or anything, y'all can get in touch with each other instead of coming through me. Would probably be the easiest. But anyway, just keep Patsy in her prayers. You know how she loves to be held down. And then keep the rest of us in our prayers.
One other quick announcement. The opening hymn is 813. It is the familiar hymn tune to Faith of Our Fathers. But if you look over to the right, you'll see that there are different words that we want to use today as we sing that. Didn't want to confuse somebody when it was time for that. Besides Patsy and Christine, who do we have for other prayer requests this morning? Do we have anyone? That's great. Thank God for that. If there aren't any, then let's prepare our hearts and minds for worship. Please stand as you are able and face the processional cross. We gather to begin this day, to live this day, and to end this day in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
God of all mercy and consolation, come to the aid of your people, turning us from our sin to live for you alone. Give us the power of your Holy Spirit that, attentive to your word, we may confess our sins, receive your forgiveness, and grow into the fullness of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Gracious God, have mercy on us. In your compassion, forgive us our sins, known and unknown, things done and left undone. By your Spirit, that we live and serve you in newness of life, to the glory and glory of your holy name, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on you. Forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ. Strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Amen. of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
God, your loving kindness always goes before us and follows after us. Summon us into your light and direct our steps in the ways of goodness that come through the cross of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. If the children will come forward, I think Jenna Rose has your sign. And the children.
Coming up here. Okay. Where's Archer? Here he comes. Archer has the bag. Come on up. We already played with this a little bit. It's a complex device. Bring it here. Archer, come up here, bud. what you brought.
A keyboard.
A keyboard.
A piano.
Aaron doesn't have much on us now. See over there? Let's see if he can keep up. What's a keyboard do?
It plays music.
Plays music.
A piano.
This one plays from the keyboard to the drums to, it does all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, so I've got one that has a demo in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got one with 200 kinds of.
So as Archer was demoing it in Sunday school, it made me think about that music has the ability to make us feel a lot of things. It might take us back to a memory. It might make us feel happy or angry or sad. Think about when you watch a movie. What if you turn the volume all the way down? Will the movie have the same impact?
No.
No. Because what's playing in the background?
Get off of that. Music.
All right. Well, this one plays
not
like a good
that.
900 different ones. Archer, come over here and push some buttons.
Can't do that.
Let's see if we can make them feel some emotions. I think it's... Ooh, what's this one? You want to dance?
This demo.
Can anybody salsa dance? We're in. Shake it.
Hold on.
Hold on. We got to slow down. We got to have a minute to feel it. Okay. What's the song?
Shh. Yankee Doodle.
Now watch. I can make this song go really fast. Does this make you feel relaxed? Could you go
That's
to
sleep? Yankee Doodle.
Could you go to sleep to this music?
Yes.
Deep breaths. Okay, wait.
Stuck a feather on his head.
All right. Let's see, how do we stop it? Number 7, let's see what this makes you feel. This might remind you of something we just had. Listen.
Christmas.
Christmas. You know, it's like Miss Mary knows this song.
Here we go.
Yeah?
Laughing all the way.
So, all right, hey, show them what else it has. Archer, come here. You know how to do it. It has Star Wars on it. Show them. Hold on. I don't know how to do it. Number 98. Now the keys play Star Wars. Maybe this reminds you of a video game, right? All right, so it reminded me that music can give us a lot of different feelings, but if you look in the Bible, there's over like 100 verses that talk about music. I cut it off. Sit down, baby. So I'm going to read you a couple that reminds us that God knows that music is a love language to Him directly from our heart. So in Hebrews it says, I will declare your name to my brothers and sisters and I will sing your praises. Matthias. In Psalms it says, my lips shall greatly rejoice when I sing unto thee. I will shout for joy and sing your praises. So today I want you to remember that sometimes we don't always know what to say to God or how to connect to God, and music is a great way to do that. Which is why we go sing in class and why we sing in church. So today we're going to be thankful for the gift of music. Archie, you want to say a prayer with me?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Shh. We'll get him back in a second. All right. Bow your head. Dear Jesus.
Dear Jesus.
Thank you for the gift of music.
Thank you for the gift of music.
And ears to hear it with.
And ears to hear it with.
And a mouth to sing it with.
And
most importantly, a heart to connect to you.
And most
of
the heart to connect to you.
Amen.
Amen.
All right, here you go, buddy. Somebody can grab the bag. Grab it. There you go.
There's something else in here.
Oh, that's headphones for when other people don't want to hear your music. Yep.
The first reading this morning is from the Old Testament book of Isaiah chapter 9. There will be no gloom for those who were in anguish. In the former time, the Lord brought into contempt the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali. But in the latter time, he will make glorious the way of the sea, the land beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the nations. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. The word of the Lord. And we will be reading from Psalm 27 responsively. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom then shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? For in the day of trouble, God will give me shelter, hide me in the hidden places of the sanctuary, and raise me high upon a rock.
Even now, my head is lifted up, but my enemies surround me. Therefore, I will offer sacrifice in the sanctuary, sacrifices of rejoicing. I will sing and make music to the Lord.
Hear my voice, O Lord, when I call. Have mercy on me and answer me. Hide not your face from me. Turn not away from your servant in anger. Cast me not away. You have been my helper. Forsake me not, O God of my salvation. And the second reading is from 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Now I appeal to you, brothers and sisters, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you be in agreement and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be united in the same mind and the same purpose. For it has been reported to me by Chloe's people that there are quarrels among you, my brothers and sisters. What I mean is that each of you says, I belong to Paul, or I belong to Apollos, or I belong to Cephas, or I belong to Christ. Has Christ been divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Or were you baptized in the name of Paul? I thank God that I baptized none of you except Crispus and Gaius, so that no one can say that you were baptized in my name. I did baptize also the household of Stephanas. Beyond that, I do not know whether I baptized anyone else. For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to proclaim the gospel, and not with eloquent wisdom, so that the cross of Christ might not be emptied of its power. For the message about the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. The word of the Lord.
The Holy Gospel according to Matthew chapter 4.
Glory to you.
Now when Jesus heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew to Galilee. He left Nazareth and made his home in Capernaum by the sea in the territory of Zebulun and Naphtali, so that what had been spoken through the prophet Isaiah might be fulfilled. Land of Zebulun, land of Naphtali, on the road by the sea, across the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people who sat in darkness have seen a great light, and for those who sat in the region and shadow of death, light has dawned. From that time, Jesus began to proclaim, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." As he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who was called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." Immediately they left their nets and followed him. As he went from there, he saw two other brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John, in the boat with their father Zebedee, mending their nets, and he called them. Immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. Jesus went throughout Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and curing every disease and every sickness among the people. The Gospel of the Lord. Would you pray with me? Creator God, you know us and have created us with unique skills and talents. Enable us to hear your call and boldly step forward to serve you as a steadfast disciple with love and compassion for others. Amen. First of all, I want to say it's a great honor to be here today to speak with you. I remember as a child, I used to stand up here and pretend I was speaking. Never thought that someday it really might happen. So I appreciate this opportunity. And I must say that I am amazed already that I can sense and see that God has had his plan at work today, because Jenna Rose, in her presentation, spoke of three things that I want to kind of touch on today: ears, heart, and mouth. Shortly after I began my teaching career, I attended a funeral of the 16-year-old brother of one of my students. As I walked into the church, my attention was immediately drawn to a floral arrangement in front of the casket. Resting in the middle of white carnations was a blue princess phone with the receiver removed from its cradle. Next to the receiver, there was a memo card that read, "Jesus calls." As a young man, just beginning my career and feeling that I had many years ahead of me, I was soberly aware that no matter my age, my health, or my position in life, at any time, I too could receive God's final call to my eternal home. However, as the years have passed, I have come to realize that many times throughout my life, God has called me, as well as all of his people, to follow him as his servants until we do finally receive our call to enter our eternal home. Today's gospel clearly illustrates that God calls us throughout our lives to become a part of his plan. James and his brother John, along with Peter and Andrew, were the first disciples Jesus called to follow him. Jesus finds Peter and Andrew casting their nets into the sea, while John and James were mending their nets. It seems Jesus' call to them fit perfectly into their personalities. Peter and Andrew were always casting the gospel net by either preaching fiery sermons or witnessing to people one by one. But now, on the other hand, James and John seemed more interested in mending the nets to ensure that the people caught by the word did not swim away. Their main purpose in ministry centered around the establishment and the growth of the church and the body of Christ. Jesus called these four disciples, already knowing them and recognizing how their skills and talents could best be used in his kingdom. Jesus calls us as we are and where we are to use our God-given skills and talents in ministry. He calls us into a relationship with him where we are able to discern and to follow the call that he has for each of us. Unfortunately, although many are called, not all step forward and become Jesus' disciples. As James and John were mending their nets along the Galilean Sea, Jesus came to them and called out, "Come, follow me, and I will show you how to fish for people." No doubt, their hearts were touched, and they felt a strong power drawing them to follow Jesus. However, notice that neither their father Zebedee nor the servants nearby accepted Jesus' call. And you may recall another instance when the rich young man asked Jesus what he must do to have eternal life and become his follower. He quickly turned and walked away when Jesus told him that he must sell all of his possessions and give the money to the poor. Now, I believe that it is fear that serves as a roadblock for many who hear God's call but decide to ignore it. It might be the fear of failure, the fear of being rejected, the fear of an uncertain future, or the fear of stepping out of one's comfort zone, or the fear of how others will receive you, or, and this is a big one, the fear of accepting God's call when we feel overwhelmed with all of the other responsibilities that we have in life. But we need to follow the examples of these four fishermen and accept God's call, step forward as his servants, and take action, trusting that God will use us in his plan. You know, the statements, "Fear not and be not afraid," appear in scriptures 365 times. Now that's one for each day of the year. May we be like those who, despite their fears and their uncertainties, when we hear God's call, decide to respond to it and boldly step forward as one of his disciples. You see, it is through our faith in God and his grace to us that enable us to become his disciples and to take action when God calls us. Jesus states in John's gospel that we should love one another as he has loved us. That is the key to making our actions as disciples much easier. Love gives us the desire to become God's disciples and share God's good news and our God-given talents to those around us. And guess what? When we exercise our faith through acts of love and kindness, our faith will grow and become stronger. When we do this, we are not only answering God's call to discipleship. See, there's the hearing that Jenna Rose spoke about. But we, like these four fishermen, become Christ's followers who extend to others God's call to come and see. The mouth, come and see. All of us are here today because we have heard and responded to such a call. A call that may have come from parents, from family members, from pastors, from teachers, from co-workers, from friends, and yes, even sometimes strangers. It's a call out of love to use our talents, our skills, and our energy to reveal to others God's unconditional love and His unending grace through our words about Him and through our service to others. Ears, mouth, heart. Now, I've spoken with the official timekeeper, Warren Wise, and he has agreed to give me perhaps a little bit of an extra time to share some examples that I have heard and witnessed of how this is happening and has happened here at Pleasant View. Oh my goodness. It's happened at both places, believe me. But I'm going to talk to you about what I remember happening at Salem. As a teenager, I participated in a Saturday work day in the cemetery with my father and several other men. During a break, they expressed their concern that younger members seemed to have no interest or desire in maintaining the cemetery or keeping its records up to date. They didn't see a bright future at that time. Finally, Ralph Kaufman spoke up and he said, "I guess we'll just have to have faith that God will provide who and what we'll need in the years to come." And as the years have passed, some of those seemingly disinterested younger members heard God's call, perhaps spoken through some of those men, and have used their skills to care for the cemetery throughout the years and to keep the records accurately. Next month, you will celebrate Leon Sheets, who heard God's call, stepped up, and faithfully used his skills as the congregation's financial secretary for many years. Another example. Several years ago, as I was visiting with Paul Landis and Lawrence Sheets, Paul began to tell us stories about the old days at Salem. And he said, he told this story. He said that the choir director asked him and Lurdy Alexander to sing a duet during church. He said, "We were just little boys, and we were nervous and afraid, but we agreed to do it." He ended the story by saying, "Because I didn't sing very well, that was my first and last time I ever sung like that. But you know, after that Sunday, Lurdy never quit singing." And Lurdy heard that call through the choir director, and he went on to use his musical talents for over 60 years in this congregation, and probably also called other people to use their musical talents here and beyond. finally, because I was only 6 years old at the time, I didn't realize it until later on in my life that I received my very first call to become a disciple for Christ out there on those steps in front of the church. It happened when Pastor Bain asked me to ring the gathering bell, signaling that it was time to line up and go inside for our Bible school opening. And I have to say that I commend you as a congregation for continuing such a call today to the children of this congregation by providing a special time for them in worship service and by having them serve as young as they are as crucifers and acolytes. You don't know what you might be who you might be calling for service in the future. Now, Salem's members have also heard and responded to God's call for discipleship far beyond the walls of this building. You have provided financial support for those suffering from national and world disasters. You have volunteered at the Verona Food Bank. You have participated in mission trips, assisted local families in need, supported the Valley Mission, shared time with students in the North River Elementary School Reading Program. And in past years, members established a prison ministry and carried programs to the patients at Western State Hospital. Jesus continues to call us individually and as a congregation to be a vital part of his ministry. In the years ahead, God will indeed call each of us to our eternal home. But until that day, when God calls you to be his servant here on earth, will you respond, "Here I am, Lord. I have heard you calling me"? Now, as we sing the hymn of the day, I invite you to recall with thanksgiving those in your life whose call to discipline or to discipleship proved to be instrumental in developing your faith journey. And I also encourage you to renew your own commitment to respond to God's call as you continue your life's journey. Shh. Listen. Jesus is calling. Will you answer him? Amen. I will go. children through our baptism into Christ. Living in trust and hope together, we confess our faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He ascended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Called together through water and the word, we boldly pray for the church, the world, and all who long to hear God's voice. Holy One, your voice calls us to follow. Thank you for raising up missionaries in every generation and for all who create communities of grace together. Thank you for all of those who serve you in this church, who answer your call to make today's worship and our weekly ministries possible and effective. Open our hearts to serve you near and far, Lord, in your mercy. Maker of all, we rejoice in the beauty and abundance of the earth. Unite us in our shared calling to be stewards of creation, to reduce waste, and to simplify our lives for your sake. Lord, in your mercy. Ruler of all, thank you for those who run for local and national office and all who serve as elected leaders. Gather wise and courageous voices together that your mercy and justice would dawn upon all people and all nations. Lord, in your mercy. Healer of all, thank you for sanctuary and safety. Uplift all who live where fear governs and evil divides. Give refugees and all who seek safety a path toward hope and new life. Grant healing and wholeness to all who are sick, lonely, or afflicted in any way, especially Madeline, Janice, Ruth Ann, Sharon, Ellen and Melvin, Joyce, Parker, Bill, Jane, Margie, Bill Powell, Betty, Pam, Dee, Barry, Bryson, Ann, Patsy and Christine, Pam Kaysen, and Patty Botkin. And Father, comfort and give peace to those who are grieving, the family of Clinton McAllister and the family of Lucas Alexander. Lord, in your mercy. God of courage, thank you for faithful teachers and evangelists in this and every place. Inspire our faith formation efforts with all generations as you call us to follow you. Bless our children, our youth, our adults who engage in learning. Lord, in your mercy. Risen Lord, we marvel at the meaning of your resurrection. Give us grace to place all hope in you as we give thanks for the faithful departed. May their witness help us to follow your call. Lord, in your mercy. We place our prayers before you now, God, united in your spirit, through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Peace of the Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pass the peace.
Let us pray. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, maker of all things. Through your goodness, you have blessed us with these gifts. With them, we offer ourselves to your service and dedicate our lives to the care and redemption of all that you have made. For the sake of him who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Let us pray. O God of justice and love, we give thanks to you that you illumine our way through life with the words of your Son. Give us the light we need, awaken us to the needs of others, and at the end, bring all the world to your feast. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, to whom, with you and the Holy Spirit, be honor and glory forever. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The God of steadfastness and encouragement grant you to live in harmony with one another in accordance with Christ Jesus. The God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. The God of all grace bless you now and forever. Amen.